This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think there's three different options that Boston's going to be looking at this offseason here. The first, and it's probably the most unlikely, is basically running this group back, bringing back Al Horford and Luke Kennett, who are free agents. The cost, however, is going to be over $500 million when you look at salary and luxury tax penalties. There'll be a second apron team again. That's unlikely here. The second is the cost-cutting measure. Remember, $23 million over the second apron. How do you get under? Is it moving off Kristaps Porzingis? This is not a market where there are a lot of teams that have money to absorb it, potentially a player like Jrue Holiday also. And then the third is the reset roster. Remember, as you said, Jason Tatum is likely going to be out for an extended period of time. Do you take a gap year? That would start certainly with a player like Jaylen Brown, where you're basically retooling the roster on a potential Jaylen Brown trade and then focus in on the 2026-27 season. The hard part is, and what you have to remember, is that Jason Tatum is going into year one of this Supermax. Derek White is entering year one. You still have to have a sustainable roster when Tatum returns from this injury.
That's Bobby Marks, former contract guy in the Nets front office, now works for ESPN. He was on Get Up yesterday. Needs to familiarize himself with Luke Kornet, but otherwise, interesting clip, I thought. It's hour number two, Jones and Keefe. We are live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. We're brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. We got Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday coming up about 25 minutes from now at 11:30. We'll get to Pablo Torre going on Bill Simmons' podcast.
Yeah, follow-up. Big fight.
It was kind of like patty cake. It kind of let down in terms of the fireworks.
Yep.
But Pablo
Torre, more of a journalist.
Pablo Torre had an interesting revelation about Bill and his inner circle. We'll get to that later on this hour. Plus, Robert Horry joins us about an hour from now. NBA story time, finals preview, and some thoughts on what the Celtics are going to do this offseason. So Bobby Marks lays out three scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Running it all back. Pairing off a few contracts here and there to get under the second apron. Or a more nuclear option, Jaylen Brown, names like that, moving them off the team. In talking to Terp in the last couple of days, I wonder if running it back is a little more in play than we realize, Keith. And here's why. I thought you had to be luxury tax, second apron, cap, if you will, compliant on day one, or at least by the trade deadline. You don't have to be that until the last day of the regular season, or is it the end of next year? I think it's the last day of the regular season. So the Celtics are going to dip below the second apron next year. They're going to save Bill Chisholm some money, but they have a longer runway to do it than I gave it credit for. I kind of thought you had to be make all these moves in the offseason and be under the apron on opening night. No. You have all regular season to do it, which means you have until the trade deadline. And I'm starting to want, before penalties kick in,
before
the actual luxury tax penalties kick in and things like this, I'm starting to wonder if they can't get what they want on Drew Holiday or Porzingis or whomever. Sam Hauser is a name that brought up.
Definitely.
I'm starting to wonder if you're not getting what you want. They roll the dice a little bit. It would be a dice roll because you have to move these guys by the deadline. The league knows your owner wants you to move them by the deadline or in season at some point, and you take the risk of really getting nothing for these guys. I wonder if they go into opening night next year and they say, let's bring these guys in. Let's try to up the trade value, especially Porzingis. Get him healthy. See if a contender wants him. And they go that route. Do you think that's in play at all,
Keith? Not really. So I get your point. Like, it doesn't have to be done. So you get your books right. Like, you do have time. I think you just run a wild risk because everybody knows you're already trying to shed salary. And then if you go to the deadline, they're going to laugh at you and be like, all right, here's a second round pick.
And, is Porzingis going to be healthy?
So, that's what I was going to say.
Is Holiday going to be healthy? So it is a massive risk.
It's specifically Porzingis because he's never healthy. And so he's playing in that FIBA championships, I think, for Latvia. At least that's the plan.
Yeah, that's what Brad said.
If he comes out of that healthy, you have like a window of time, I think, to trade him and maybe get something back and not just a complete salary dump. Because I feel like he's kind of the obvious guy for so many reasons to get rid of, even though you could say, well, they don't have any bigs. Maybe you can do that. I get it. But he's not available anyway. So you're going into next season with no Tatum. Best case scenario, even if you're like, we'll pay for Porzingis 40 games, 50 games max, and then not available for you in the playoffs, right? Like, you almost have to move on from him. So the idea of running it back, also, there's a little bit of a hope, meaning like you have to talk to a couple of guys who are free agents. Like, most of your good players are under contract. Al Horford and Luke Kornet, or Kornet, or whatever Bobby Marks called him.
Yeah, what did he call him?
I don't know. Those two guys aren't. And so are they both willing to come back knowing that there's no Tatum? If Tatum's on the team, I think they both come back immediately. And they're like, let's run it back, whether they lost to the Knicks Pacers or whoever.
Horford and Kornet, I guess I'm less sure of, like you.
I don't think they necessarily come back.
Because now you're signing new contracts. That's way different. But yeah. I'm talking about more so Porzingis and Holiday and even Hauser. Is it worth it for them to hold on to these guys?
I think it's a tough sell. I think the new guy on the one hand doesn't want to be the bad guy, doesn't want to show up and just shed salary. But he has an out. He has an out now. Tatum's hurt. The team's not as good. The team is not a title contender. If you bring everybody back, you're paying $500 million and you're hoping the team maybe makes it to the second round.
And look, you laid out the scenario of if they get hurt. And the whole reason we're talking about this is because Turp put this on my radar the other day, that they don't have to be under the second apron until the end of next regular season. So they can go into the year with these guys, and they're not going to get the basketball penalties, etc. And you can go that route. So I find that to be interesting. And if they're not getting what they want, then maybe you hold out until the deadline and move these guys, knowing full well you're going to move them. The other risk they do run beyond injury, though, and Porzingis super injury prone, Drew Holiday super injury prone. What if they're overachieving? Like, what if they're the 2 seed in the East?
And then you blow it up. And then, or at least, right.
Like Bill Chisholm really will draw the ire of the fan base. And so it's probably too risky.
It's similar to, like, if they had won the title, you can't blow it up. Now, they still might have, or they might have moved on from a piece, but it was like, that would have pissed everybody off. So to your point, if they're playing way ahead of what expectations.
What if it kind of works in the regular season? It worked in a couple of playoff games, for God's sakes.
Yeah, sure.
Not the last one, but the 2 playoff games prior, it worked with Jaylen Brown as your lead dog and no Jason Tatum. What if it kind of works in the regular season? They overachieve, and now they're the 2 seed, and they have to sell Porzingis and or Holiday at the deadline. It's probably too risky, Keith. I agree. Just know the real deadline to move those guys is the trade deadline. It's not this offseason.
Yeah.
The real time to do it is in season next year.
And I don't know how much you get. This would be an argument for that. Would be right now, I don't know how much you get for those guys.
Okay. So I have some examples of that if want to go through
them. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Our buddy B-Rob over at Mass Live laid this out yesterday. And I'll give you a few financial details on Porzingis quick if you want them.
All right.
Porzingis set to enter the final year of his contract at $30.3 million this upcoming year. That price tag, combined with his durability, 99 games played the last 2 years, which is even 99? More than I would have guessed.
It is more.
Oh, you think more?
Yeah.
That's even lower than I would have guessed.
So that counts playoffs?
Good question.
So, at least 99 out of 162. It's more than half.
Yeah, that's lower than I would have thought, to be honest. Makes him a potential candidate to be on the move. unless the Celtics send Porzingis into open cap space, that's just Brooklyn. I think they're really the only team that could do it.
Yeah, you might be right.
Something would require attaching draft capital and other assets in a move to Brooklyn. Salary matching would be required in any Porzingis deal. If a deal happens before July, meaning this month, a team receiving Porzingis would need to send out 23 and change. If the deal occurs in July, that number goes up a little bit. It's actually 24 and a half. So the Celtics financially are incentivized to move him now.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out, Porzingis is going to play in Eurobasket for Latvia, and teams probably want to see that he's over
whatever the hell he had. We don't even know what that was. He doesn't know what that was.
The mystery illness.
He wanted to take a nap after playing 11 minutes.
The mold.
Could have been mold.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rule out mold.
So here's an example of some offers B-Rob lays out, and this goes to your point, Keith. It's like, if this is the best you can do right now, is it really a risk going into next year and you can have Jalen and Porzingis playing alongside one another and maybe you can up the return for Porzingis? Here are some of his trades. You tell me if you like any of these.
All right.
He has an idea for a trade with the Pistons. Isaiah Stewart.
Oh, Beef Stew? Yeah.
Beef Stew.
Sold.
Hates LeBron. I know
yes.
That's why you like
yes.
it.
Yes, sold.
Simone.
People wanted toughness, right? There, yep. We actually had a lot of callers during the series, and I don't even know if this was the biggest reason why they lost to the Knicks. I don't think that it was. But if you want toughness, there's not a lot of, like, quote-unquote tough guys in the league anymore. He's one of them.
Beef Stew.
Yeah.
Can't shoot.
Sorry.
So you got to make that work. But him, Simone Fontanecchio.
Nice.
And Bobby Clintman. Careful.
So B-Rob went deep into these rosters.
Clintman.
Okay.
For Porzingis and draft compensation. Like, you think that trade offer won't be there at the deadline? That's not a crazy trade offer.
Well, it won't be if Porzingis is out for the season.
Fair. So you have
that's
Porzingis
the only counter.
Needs to be healthy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's dangerous.
That's a big risk.
The Clippers, you get Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Bogdan.
Drew
He's
Eubanks.
Like a good actor now.
Drew Eubanks and Cam Christie for Porzingis. Again, that won't be there at the deadline.
Yeah, that would be. That one might be even if he's hurt.
The Lakers. I think this one would definitely be. These are just expiring contracts, so I think this one definitely would be. Gabe Vincent, Maxi Kleber, Shake Milton for Kristaps Porzingis.
So that one actually, if you're also trading Drew Holiday, I don't really hate that. You throw in some other, throw in some guards and you try to just go with it from there.
Jazz, Jordan Clarkson, who was good, I don't know.
A while ago.
3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
KJ Martin, Svi Mihailuk, who was here on the title winning team a couple of years ago for Porzingis and a second round pick. You'd have to throw in a second round pick in that one.
Yeah, you're not getting much.
This is the most intriguing, I think, of the list.
Okay.
The Blazers. You get the Time Lord back. Robert Williams and Matisse Thybulle for Porzingis.
See, I think they just got rid of Time Lord for not just... I mean, yeah, they got Holiday back in that whole trade. But does Time Lord fit what they're doing? So this would go to, like, are they going to change how they do things?
Well,
are they going to shoot 63s a game? Because if they are, I don't think they want Time Lord.
That's
back.
Why I find Time Lord and Beef Stew and guys like that to be intriguing. Because it's like, okay, that is going to change the way you play. Although, if they're just playing the Cornette role, it's not like he was
But I think the two strong arguments to move on from Porzingis prior to the season would be, one, he's hurt, and then you get even less than that, or people don't even want anything to do with it. And two, the scenario you brought up, what if they're really good? What if they are...
Well, that should be the scarier one for Chisholm. He doesn't want to come in and look like the bad guy.
Right. Getting nothing in return, not the end of the day, but or not the end of the world. The problem is if he's hurt, maybe nobody has any interest at all. And then you have to get into like stretch provisions and all this other nonsense to like sort of shed the salary. But with if they're good, and we've seen Celtics teams that aren't as talented as the last couple of years overachieve. I mean, if this is like an Isaiah Thomas-like Celtics run, where you're like, all right, I don't really... by the fact that they have like 60 wins, but here they are, like they're rolling. And then they're like, well, guys, we got to get under the apron. We got to move on from Porzingis now. You're like, no, there'd be a revolt.
Okay, a couple other salaries that would work, but you'd be taking on money long term because Porzingis is an expiring deal. So you'd be taking on money longer term. Dylan Brooks, although B-Rob says the Rockets want way more, but that'd be an interesting name.
Dylan Brooks would be interesting.
If you could do Porzingis for Dylan Brooks, I'd be in, but again, the Rockets are going to want draft picks and maybe more, et cetera, et cetera. DeMar DeRozan?
Ooh, the lone mid-ranger. He also doesn't fit here.
Malik Monk? Valanciunas?
I thought Monk
like
was going to be good.
You could make those salaries work, but again, you're taking on long-term salary. Yusuf Nurkic, our guy, Keith.
Nurkic!
My guy, really.
Yeah, your guy.
You could get him from Charlotte.
Okay.
Or you could bring back Terry Rozier from Miami or a name like Duncan Robinson and Kevin Love combo for Porzingis. So again, like...
Wait, Kevin Love?
Yeah, just probably his
yeah.
salary. I don't think he's really playing anymore. So to me, if this is the best you're doing, I like a couple of names on there. I'd be intrigued by Time Lord. I would love Dylan Brooks. If you can get the Rockets to do it, great. But if this is the best you're doing, the Jordan Clarkson, Gabe Vincent, Bogdan Bogdanoviches of the world?
Yeah.
Well, there is a school of thought where you go in the next year with Porzingis, you try to up the trade value, and you move him in season. Because I think all these deals or something close to these deals are going to be there at the deadline.
Yeah, but that's the problem is if you're any good, you're probably in some way relying on Porzingis. And then if you're bad, it's like, all right, I get you're just delaying the inevitable. So it's almost like you're betting on yourself to not be that good, but then why even start with him? Like, the whole idea to start with running the team back is so you are good.
You want to be good, but not too good.
You don't want to be bad,
because if you're bad, why'd you even bring him back?
But honestly, even if they're the 4 seed at the time of the deadline, I'd be pissed if they traded.
Yeah, same.
Him.
I mean, agreed.
Because if Porzingis plays, I mean, he should be their second or third best player, I guess. And then also...
And the whole reason would be to save Bill Chisholm money, because don't let them sell you. You were one of the first on this, Keith. The basketball penalties, quote-unquote...
are a joke.
They're non-existent.
They're a joke.
They're nothing.
If you like your roster, and I assume that you do. Like, if you want to tinker with your roster, well, you kind of can't. And that's where it comes... That's where teams like, you know, the Suns, the Clippers, some of these teams that are like the Nets, like that the Kyrie Nets. It was all like tied up into 3 guys, and you would think that would be enough to get it done. But then the talent level fell off a cliff from 4 through 8, and then you can't really tinker at that point. But had they won 2 titles in a row, you love their roster, they're all under contract essentially, then yeah, you should run it back. But now it's a little bit of a different story. And I also think, let's say Al Horford wants to go to more of a contender, and let's say Luke Kornet wants the same. I know Terp thinks maybe he'll sign for cheaper because he did before and he'd get more of a playing time. But let's say those 2 guys just decide we're going to go somewhere else. Are you still bringing back Porzingis for the season where you're like...
You can make a case if those guys go elsewhere, you need Porzingis even more.
You definitely need him more, but like the overall depth of the team is even worse. So it's not just this team minus Tatum. It's this team minus Tatum, Horford...
Look,
even Kornet.
Look, I'm with you. The most likely thing is they're going to move Porzingis for a deal like what we just laid out.
And Hauser, because Hauser's also making like $8 million more and like with the tax or anything. So Hauser's probably as good as
they're going to move Hauser. They might move Holiday as well. Like, I'm not ruling out they do all these.
Yeah.
Just know they don't have to do it to save Bill Chisholm's money. They can wait.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can wait until in season.
Also, the last scenario of like trade Jaylen Brown, trade Derek White, like I'm a no on that. Like, unless you really map out what that return is.
Right. Unless
Cooper Flagg. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't do it for the number 2 pick, correct? You wouldn't do it for Ace Bailey or whoever the number 2 pick is?
Rutgers guys can't make the tournament.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it for them.
I wouldn't either. Gio is next up here on the Celtics. Go ahead, Gio.
Hello, gentlemen. You know, I'm calling about contracts and contract talks and following your lead. It's very, very informative. Nick Pivetta and Shohei Ohtani are a topic, and another topic is Cohen and the Carlisle owner of the Baltimore Orioles. The Carlisle Group is owned by the they bought the Baltimore Orioles 2 years ago. So, in order to solve the Porzingis and other problems, you just redo his contract so that he pays for $1 million, and the financial instruments which are part of the Celtics. The owner of the Celtics, without his financial instrument, he wouldn't have a nickel to buy the Celtics.
Let me ask you a real quick question.
He's not buying the Celtics. His hedge fund is buying the Celtics.
Gio, yeah. Gio, let me ask you a real quick question. Why would Porzingis Why would Porzingis trade away $30 million for $1 million?
Shohei Ohtani and Porzingis are not playing for $1 million.
Right.
They are paying for $1 million and the rest of your contract spread over 10 years.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Oh, yeah, you're crossing sports.
Yeah, I love the enthusiasm,
love all the information.
I also don't think you can rip up somebody, even in baseball.
You
can defer payments, but you can't rip up somebody's contract and then go, oh, by the way, we're going to defer those payments.
You can't. There is something I believe called the stretch provision in the NBA where I could be somewhat off on the details, but basically you take Porzingis' $30 million and you put $10 million towards the cap this year, $10 next, and the $10 year after that. I think you're allowed to do that with like all players, something along those lines. But you can't just give them $1 million. I think the NBA Players Association would step in on that.
I think the Players Association would have...
I thought he called the wrong show, and then he kind of did circle back to Porzingis.
I was nervous about that too.
Yeah.
I didn't know where he was going with the Orioles tangent.
Yeah, the Orioles owner.
Yeah, it confused me.
And then Nick Pivetta.
Yeah. That's where it started. You're right.
He's a useful pitcher, though.
But Gio, good stuff. Yeah. Call back anytime.
Please do. Call tomorrow.
617-779-7937. Jones and Keefe live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, mixing in a few NBA offseason thoughts for the Celtics. We'll get to Bill and Jordan. It sounds like Bill's inner circle very, very concerned about Jordan Hudson. So we'll do that coming up. And maybe we'll do some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. Would You Rather, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to get to Bill's inner circle. Whew. No longer trusting, weary of, Jordan Hudson. Mm-hmm. We'll also talk to Robert Horry in the noontime hour about 12:15, get some thoughts on the Celtics, their offseason. We're just breaking some of that down with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Billy Lanny back in Brighton. What's our first Would You Rather today?
All right. Would you rather be the Los Angeles Angels or the Anaheim Angels or the California Angels or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
I mean, the last one's the worst by far.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
That's insane.
Nothing worse.
You got to pick one.
Yeah.
You got to pick a spot. So we had the California Angels, right? Growing up, I feel like that's what they were.
That's the pick.
They were... Yeah.
Best logo.
It's a big state.
Yeah.
But, like, you're not the Los Angeles team. Anaheim doesn't really make a ton of sense. I mean, I guess that's where the stadium is. But you were so late to changing it to that. I think California's the way to go.
I think so, too.
I would do.
The Los Angeles Angels, the Anaheim Angels, the California. And what was the original
one? They've been all these. I thought California was the first
one. Okay, so that's the one I remember first.
Was that
was their original name? I don't even know.
I think so.
Okay, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
Best logo. They got to go back to they wear too much red now. They got to go back to like the blue and red.
I agree.
And maybe that's like a Red Sox bias.
Did you like the Darren Erstads, the one that had like the angel wing?
Almost like a teal color mix.
Yeah.
In there?
Did you like those at all?
I think I probably did when
those
I was
kind of burned hot.
Yeah, looking back, I wouldn't put it in the uniform bracket if that's what you're asking me.
No,
I'll take the Red Sox City Connect you're sporting over there.
Thank you very much.
Over that for sure.
Feels good.
But yeah, California Angels, I think is the answer.
All right.
What else, Billy?
In the last 2 minutes of a game, would you rather SGA or Halliburton?
Okay. Last 2 minutes.
Last two minutes.
It's a key number.
It's a very important distinction.
Last 10 seconds, Halliburton. Last 2 minutes, I'm still SGA.
Too much game time left?
Too much game
time. Yeah, he's really good. I think I'd go Halliburton. And maybe I'm just like, I like him. I like his personality. I like that he did the Reggie Miller choke sign to the Knicks.
Oh, I like all
that. I thought that was a game winner. Their stats, just for the playoffs.
You know how many free throws SGA can shoot in 2 minutes?
A lot of free
like
throws.
Like 10. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's just
a lot of free throws.
Like you said, it's too much game time.
But he can only hit one free throw at a time. It's 1 point at a time.
It's true.
Give me Halliburton in that time. So they put up their stats the other day, like their playoff stats. I think they're shooting like the exact same percentage. They're grabbing the exact same number of rebounds. SGA scores more points. Halliburton dishes out way more assists. It's a pretty good comparison. Now, SGA's, MVP of the league, first team All-NBA. Halliburton's whatever he was, third team All-NBA. But I don't know. Like, him in the clutch, I kind of – now, well, maybe
– I totally agree with that.
It's working against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that they haven't had as many games in the clutch.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Halliburton feels like has more cracks at it late in the game.
I care about this less, but
yeah.
SGA is less of a liability on defense too. And so, to me, if the question was final possession, even final 30 seconds,
okay,
maybe Halliburton, two minutes,
too many possessions for you?
Yeah. Way too many possessions, and Halliburton's going to give up a lot back at the other end.
He might,
SGA is not like an all-world defender, an all-NBA defensive player or anything like that. But he's better at that end than Halliburton is, so I would take SGA there. What else, Billy?
Would you rather summer vacation in Maine or on the Cape?
All right, this one I feel strongly about. I want you to answer first.
You want me to answer first?
Yeah.
So I've had the opportunity to go to both, brag.
Wow.
Yep, I've been.
Well, you've been to the Cape and Maine.
I've been to
Maine. Brag, bro. Yep.
Nice.
I've been to Maine, the state. Huh?
He said, been there, and you have a jersey?
It's a pretty good day for me, Bill.
I thought he said, and New Jersey.
No, I was like, New Jersey? I'm like, I don't know if I have.
Never been to the Jersey Shore.
Through Jersey. Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think I've been to Jersey. Oh, that's not true. I went to, sick brag, Atlantic City once.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was
most beautiful coastline in America.
Not true. Oh. So at Atlantic City, I thought it was like, are they filming The Walking Dead here? I was like, did this place get destroyed by something? It was a mess. It was run down. Anyway.
You're making a mistake by not going to Seaside and the real Jersey Shore House.
Sure, no, you're 100. The t-shirt shop?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait out in that long line just to go in there and ask Pauly D where the shirts are. So they both have their strengths, right? They both have their weaknesses. I would say the Cape, you're in traffic a lot longer getting there and back.
This is why the answer.
So that's already your answer?
Yeah, this is why the answer is Maine. The water's nicer on the Cape. Water's freezing in Maine.
The Maine water is insane.
But here's what I'm doing.
It's for insane people.
I'm not in the water that much when I go to the beach.
Yeah, I kind of am.
I'm not really even going to the beach that much. Yeah, you never get out.
Oh,
like
I never get out. So what you're going to do is...
Plus you eat everything in the ocean, so you're probably just trying to grab food out of it.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I go in there. So this is the key. I think everybody in New England knows this. You go out up to your knee. You wait until that's numb.
Yeah.
You can't feel anything below your knee.
Yeah.
And then you can like wade out a little bit further, and then you're like, now I'm just in it. Now I'm in it for the day.
Ease your way in above the waist. Because that's a real line of demarcation.
The breweries are better in Maine.
Oh.
So I got to maybe give the beer advantage to Maine as well.
Beer advantage for Maine.
And for where I live, it's a little bit quicker of a drive.
Well, so
that's also selfishly for me, it's quicker to get there.
It's like, for instance, 4th of July, the last few years, and we're doing that again this year, Bragg.
Wow.
We go up to Maine.
Okay.
And for 4th of July traffic specifically, I am not trying to fight Cape traffic. I don't want to do it.
It's a bear.
I'm not north of the city like you're north of the city,
yeah.
But Charlestown is, you know, tilted that way where it's way easier for me to go that way than out to the Cape.
Yep.
The water's nicer, but
mm-hmm.
You know what is attracted to the nicer water in the summer?
Sharks.
Sharks.
You're afraid of sharks?
I'm not saying I love them.
Sharks?
It's not my biggest fear.
Okay. What is your biggest fear?
I'm famously team bear over team shark. I respect the bear much more than the shark.
Yeah.
Sharks very easy to avoid. Don't go in the ocean. Bears can go everywhere. But I'm not saying I love them. I'm not trying to go interact with sharks on the Cape.
Do you have a biggest fear?
So I'm team Maine. A biggest fear.
Loneliness?
Yeah, loneliness.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
Is there an afterlife?
Sure. Oh, I mean, I have dark thoughts.
I mean, things like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I would say that's high on my list. And then bears are up there.
Bears?
You don't want to interact with a bear. They'll climb a tree. They'll outrun you.
Oh, you ever see Grizzly Man?
Yeah, did you see the end?
Oh, Grizzly. Yeah, no, don't watch the end of Grizzly
Man. Don't
get
to the end of that. No spoilers, but like, don't. Yeah.
He was not one with the bear.
They thought they were friends. Nah. That's what they do. They reel you in.
Spoiler alert. He got mauled to death. It was bad. He shouldn't have been that close to bears.
Well, not for as long as he was.
They didn't fully accept him like he thought they accepted him.
No, he thought he was in the
also a bear.
Inner circle. And he was not.
Not a bear.
So we're both team Maine. Where'd you land on that?
Yeah, Maine.
I
ended up going Maine.
Okay,
I like both, but yeah.
Okay, what's our last one, Bill?
Would you rather see Bigfoot or a lake monster?
This is no doubt about it, Bigfoot.
Okay, so I'm with you.
Bigfoot for sure, because if you see Bigfoot, chances are you're out in the woods somewhere, and maybe you see him from a distance, and you're like, holy smokes, get your phone out, try to take a picture. You're going to become famous. Maybe a video with him. If you see a lake monster, better chance than not, you're also in the lake.
Yeah, they're probably...
And then you're in a lot of trouble.
They're probably tipping your boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you see a lake monster, unless you're telling me I'm way up on the shore, I'm not in there.
Well, what about a loch? Because like the
sorry?
Loch, yeah, a loch. Isn't that how Alan says it?
Oh, yeah, loch.
Yeah,
a loch. A Loch Ness monster?
Yeah, because a loch...
Similar.
No, but I'm saying a lake could be, like, very
huge.
Big. I think the loch, there's a much better chance you're seeing them from land. Either way, you don't want to be in the water with the lake monster.
That's your no-no range.
Bigfoot killed those guys.
Well, you'd lose a fight to either one.
Yeah.
But I think it would be, like, from a distance seeing Bigfoot, you would be... I mean,
so my
your name would be in the paper.
My answer is Bigfoot, but
yeah,
or Big Feet,
sure. Sasquatch, the Yeti.
But don't you feel like, especially these days, Keith, and maybe as recency bias, given the latest Big Feet video that's out there, don't you feel like there's way more examples of Bigfoot being spotted than a lake monster?
Yes, there are.
So I'm saying, so some of it might be.
Well, they have like the whole
lake monster's scarier, but. Yeah. I feel like I'm a little bit more in a smaller select group of someone spotting a lake monster than a Bigfoot.
I mean, they have
everywhere right now.
Giant body of water to hide in, whereas the Bigfoot is just out there like amongst trees,
trying to duck down.
This one was not very elusive. The most recent Bigfoot video.
Yeah, I do like that he was just kind of like, I've been hiding from humans for years and years and years. These ones got me. Hat tip.
He stared at the guy and kind of like ducked down like he was a catcher. He's like. Are you going to move? Like, he didn't seem to be all that
he's
concerned.
He's the ump behind the catcher. Yeah. He's not really not even best.
Was he
all
in the infield?
I'd say infielder.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I'd say infielder.
It's a great question.
It was a good week for Bigfoot.
It was.
Yep.
Okay, so we're both Team Bigfoot on that one. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday with Jones and Keith live at Fenway, taking you up to the final game of a three-game set, Red Sox and Angels. Me and Keith... going to stick around with Joe Weil for some Red Sox pregame. Comes your way at 12:35, first pitch at 1:35 here on your flagship station for the Red Sox, WEEI. We'll talk to Robert Horry coming up about a half an hour from now. Let's get to Bill and Jordan. Sounds like some in Bill's inner circle.
Yeah.
Including Mike Lombardi.
Uh-oh.
Getting a little nervous about Jordan. Let's get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What if I told you that Bill Belichick's own family has been deeply concerned about this? What if I told you that his inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including a certain Mike Lombardi, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson and her presence in the building?
Who's the one? Edelman or Gronk? One of those. Somebody said on a pod.
They've all...
Somebody who was kind of in the circle...
Yes.
Talked about it, being concerned. I thought that was, and then there was some Instagram stuff too with, who is it? Like somebody's wife or somebody's...
The people around Belichick, professionally, personally, as well as the administrators at North Carolina, their life behind the scenes has been shaped, reshaped, blown up by having to deal with Jordan Hudson. And when they hired Bill Belichick to this job, they thought they were getting New England Bill Belichick. They got... I cannot stress this enough. Something like the exact opposite.
She is my muse, my flame.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI, live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. That's Pablo Torre on with Bill Simmons on the Bill Simmons podcast. He basically begged his way on.
Which is funny because he started out.
Keith begged his way for a city connect.
And it worked.
He begged his way on to... Oh, no. He asked...
Torre went the other way with it. He was like, hey, come on my podcast.
That is
and then
right.
Bill was like... No, you come on by. Nah,
Tori went on his. You're right. It actually is backwards.
He's like, dear Bill Simmons.
And big shout out to Nick for tracking down
snippet.
I didn't have the time to go through an hour of patty cake between those two. So big shout out to Nick for doing that.
Well,
and
it was 2 hours.
Tracking that down. At my request, I'm sorry, 2 hours.
A long form podcast.
So thank you there, Nick. But what Tori said before Bill Simmons directly, or abruptly rather, diverted him. He said, what if I told you that Belichick's inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including a certain Mike Lombardi,
yeah,
is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson and her presence in the building? Bill pivoted away from that, but I imagine everybody's deeply concerned about this chick and her influence on Bill. They should be.
If his family wasn't concerned, that's a problem. That means they just don't care. So I assume that they are concerned, and that obviously is going to impact them differently than just like his friends and colleagues would. But if those guys are around it all the time, I'd be shocked if they weren't concerned with it. My Keefspiracy all along is that Matt Patricia sniffed this thing out a while ago, and that's why he's not at North Carolina.
Like, Bill,
wouldn't he be the most obvious guy at North Carolina?
Yeah, him and Lombardi.
Right. But like Patricia, you thought for sure. Patricia was like, sure, I'll try to be offensive coordinator for you.
Right.
You don't think he had a defensive job or some other job lined up in North Carolina, but he's like, I'm not going near
that. He followed Bill to Underdog last year. He was doing the podcast with Bill.
Yeah.
So it's a good Keefspiracy.
I think he was like, I'm getting away from this. He's like, this is lasting a lot longer. Because I'm sure it's one of those things when they first start going out, you just kind of like roll your eyes, or you're like, whatever. Like some on the creepy meter, for some people it's super creepy, for others they're like, whatever, good for you. But then you're like, oh, this is still going on, and oh, she's like right next to you during these interviews, and oh, she's getting copied on all your emails, and oh, she's on the field, and oh, she's telling you what to do. Like, wait a minute, so, wasn't ready for that.
So for everybody who goes, why is this a story, why is it a big deal, Bill Simmons is in this camp. I did listen to some of this interview, and you know, he's like, why is it a big deal, he's dating a younger girl, like, yeah, big whoop. And Pablo Torre's like, well, he's the highest paid employee in the state. He's also a guy who was notoriously private for his whole life, and now he's flipped that on his ear. And, oh, by the way, what if I told you people close to Bill, people employed at the University of North Carolina, think it's a big deal? So
it's also the way he wanted his players to 100%. Handle themselves when he was here. Like, 100%. They needed to be more private.
So, you know, Pablo Torre kind of drops that in front of Bill Simmons. And Florio's made this point before. Lombardi's gone radio silent.
Yeah, well, because he can't defend it.
I think one of the last, did you see the clip of when Kirk called him up? Did you see this?
And I did see that.
And he kind of laughed it off. He's like, ha ha, I'm in a meeting.
Yeah.
And so Lombardi's kind of gone silent, which maybe...
yeah, he's like, I can't defend this thing.
Well, right, that's exactly it. Yeah. He's not out on the front lines defending Bill, which he's normally doing, which tells you, when you think about it, he probably is, he's got nothing to say on it because there is nothing good to say. Otherwise, he'd be out front as Bill's attack dog, which we've seen him do a million different times.
Yeah.
So that should tell you he's concerned. And Florio also picked up on something interesting. Simmons immediately pivoted away from what felt like a gigantic breadcrumb that Torre dropped right under his nose. What if I told you Lombardi, his GM at the University of North Carolina, his right-hand man, his consigliere, is concerned? And Bill goes, oh, yeah, well, people in his inner circle, don't you remember Edelman?
Yeah, Edelman.
Gronk and blah, blah, blah.
And he was trying to think of Steve's wife what he was trying to think of. Yeah.
Who used to be employed at The Ringer, did a podcast called The GM Shuffle at The Ringer? Mike Lombardi.
Yeah.
So maybe Simmons is protecting his guy. Maybe Simmons, part of the reason Simmons was shouting down Torre is because Lombardi's in his ear going, this isn't a big deal. And kind of back channeling.
Well, I think this all started because it was Belichick, right? And I think Simmons was just defending Belichick in general. Because even if you go back to his Rewatchables podcast, where this first came up, where he was calling out Torre, and one of the guys he was doing the podcast with is Chris Ryan, who I believe is like an all Philly fan, maybe. And so he even made the point. He's like, "Wow, well, what if this was Jeffrey Lurie? Like, you don't think that you'd have more interest in that, right? Like, I think you're more mad that they're like digging up stuff on Belichick,
right?"
But then when you also add in the Lombardi part of it, now it's just like you're getting too close. And Simmons is like, well, this is a non-story.
Yeah, so I just wonder. I wonder about the whole thing, and I'm not surprised people in Bill's inner circle are concerned. Right up to Lombardi. You know his kids have to be concerned about it, of course.
They should be.
So this is for everybody who says it's not a big deal, and why do you keep breathing life into it? Well, number one, I mean, Simmons is one of the bigger podcasts in the world. He's talking about it.
Yeah.
So, and there's a major revelation about Lombardi. But if people in Bill's inner circle care... I don't know. I feel like that's highly relevant.
It's also a wild story. If you just stop and think about it for a second and put all the, like, just talk out all the details, it's wild.
And, right, a guy who is a giant hypocrite, he lived his life one way for 70 years, and then the last few years has completely pivoted. Never mind that, you know, people in the state of North Carolina should really care because they're paying his salary. And never mind if you want to do, you know, the gawking aspect, you know, the rubbernecking of, oh, he's a 50-year age gap between these two. And he started dating her when she was 19. There's the there's the juiciness to the story.
Oh, yeah.
There's just the human interest level of the story with Bill and this about face. And there's also him stealing all this money from the state while he's doing God knows what, and his inner circle's all concerned about it.
No, it's insane. Like, if you just go back to 2018, they win the Super Bowl, his sixth Super Bowl as a head coach, and you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, in like 7 years, he's going to be coaching in college, and his girlfriend's going to be in her early 20s. You'd be like, what are you doing? Like, what is that? Like,
that's you made that up.
A nonsense story.
Right.
That'd be rejected by like TV and movie scripts.
No, and people, the same people defending Bill now would be, Bill would never do that.
Yeah, no, no.
You think Bill would?
Oh, that's great. Ha, ha, ha. Even just like going to college would have been beneath Bill. Just that alone. Forget about all the soap opera stuff. Just the football
stuff. But now it's not a story, Keith.
No, I mean, yeah, I think it is.
Similar to Steph Diggs, we're just bored.
I disagree.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here. We're going to talk to Robert Horry at 12:15. Real quick, what were you just telling me off the air about the Ringer and their list of top 100 players for the NBA?
Yeah, so I guess they do like an ongoing top 100 and they update it. I don't know if it's monthly or whatever, but of all, Bill Simmons, he retweeted their list. And so they do 100 and they kind of keep it up to date. So it's not trade value necessarily. It's more like a power ranking.
Yeah.
I know you like a good power ranking.
Love a power ranking.
Just 1 through 100. And they list all their players. So I was like,
how many Celtics?
Seven!
Close.
Yeah, real close. Six. Six current Celtics. Off the top of my head, Tatum fell down to 10. Again, I don't know how you properly rank guys that are going to be out.
That seems way too high. But yeah, Tatum was 10.
Jaylen Brown was 21. Derek White was 38. Drew Holiday was 69.
Nice.
Nice. Kristaps Porzingis was 70. And Peyton Pritchard was 89.
Okay. So put another way, they have six guys in the top 100. Put another way, they have five in the top 90, even without
Tatum.
Without Tatum, they still have five guys in the top 90. Which tells me two things. Number one, they still should have beat the Knicks. They still had enough to beat the Knicks, who, oh, by the way, blew out their coach yesterday.
But based on their rankings of Brown, you can also, on the flip side, say they don't have a top 20 player.
Correct. But that's a lot of talent that they have.
It is. It's way. It's more than most.
And if they want to go back to what we were saying before, you want to run it back at the beginning of the year and play it out until the trade deadline, which is really the deadline to peel these salaries off the books, you could. And that's another reason to do it. We'll talk to Robert Horry about this. We'll reset the big story of the day. Alex Cora, his job security, the mess that are the Boston Red Sox. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.